Now, I've experienced this firsthand. For the last few years, I've been living in a co-housing community. It's 1.5 acres of persimmon trees, you know, this prolific blackberry bush that snakes around a community garden, all smack dab, by the way, in the middle of urban Oakland. The 9 units are all built to be different sizes, different shapes, but they're meant to be as green as possible. So big, shiny black solar cells on our roof mean our electricity bill rarely exceeds more than $5 in a month. The 25 of us who live there are all different ages and political persuasions and professions, and we live in homes that have everything a typical home would have. But additionally, we share an industrial-sized kitchen and eating area where we have common meals twice a week. Now people, when I tell them I live like this, people often have one of two extreme reactions. Either they say, why doesn't everyone live like this? Or they say, that sounds totally horrifying. I would never want to do that. So let me reassure you, there is a sacred respect for privacy among us, but also a commitment to what we call radical hospitality. Not the kind advertised by the Four Seasons, but the kind that says that every single person is worthy of kindness. Full stop, end of sentence. The biggest surprise for me of living in a community like this, you share all the domestic labor, the repairing, the cooking, the weeding, but you also share the emotional labor. Rather than depending only on the idealized family unit to get all of your emotional needs met, you have 24 other people that you can go to talk about a hard day at work or troubleshoot how to handle an abusive teacher. Teenagers in our community will often go to a parent that is, or an adult that is not their parent, to ask for advice. It's what bell hooks called revolutionary parenting, this humble acknowledgement that kids are healthier when they have a wider range of adults to emulate and count on. Turns out, adults are healthier too. It's a lot of pressure trying to be that perfect family behind that white picket fence.